This morning, we have a very important subject, and we have an expert to address that subject, Donald Bentley with Family Wealth Group, and we're going to talk about the new tax reform bill. Donald, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How's everything in Mount Sterling?
Well, big metropolis of Mount Sterling is snowed in like everybody else.
I like Mount Sterling, as I've told you before. I like the folks over there. I like that town.
Would agree.
Did you grow up there?
I did not. I actually grew up a little further east in a little town called Pikeville, or as we call it, Pikeville.
Is Pikeville smaller or bigger than Mount Sterling?
The actual city is about the same size in the city limits, but obviously the county is, you know, it's the biggest county in Kentucky. So
is it?
It is.
Pike County?
It is.
How did you end up there in Mount Sterling?
Sure. My dad is president and CEO of a bank and has been for about the last 30-some years.
Wow.
And so he moved down my senior year of high school and came down. And, of course, you know, coming out of the mountains and going to college at Eastern and, you know, move to a new town, and you're like, why in the world would anyone ever want to live in Mount Sterling, you know, being 18, 19 years old, right?
Right, right.
And now you can't get me out of there.
Yeah.
I love the place.
I get it. I totally get it. Nice people. Okay, we want to talk about a complicated issue, and we've got really, really, as you know, intelligent listeners, but you got to also make me understand it.
Sure.
So we need to dumb it down for the host.
Okay.
Let's start at the beginning, this tax reform bill. I think one thing that makes it so confusing, it's a political football, and so depending on who you're talking to, they will give you different descriptions of who it's going to help and who it's going to be detrimental to.
That's
so
right.
Give us – you're an expert, and Family Wealth Group, by the way, is coming, if I didn't mention. Give me just sort of a thumbnail sketch as to how this thing came to be and who's going to benefit from it.
You know, Jack, one of the major things, and it's called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, TCJA. Of course, they have letters for everything. It's the government.
Right.
Is actually effective between 2018. So everything that was passed in the latter part of December became effective January the 1st. So it doesn't affect anything in 2017 at all.
Okay.
So everything from 2018, January the 1st on, and it's supposed to end in 2025. So this is not a permanent tax cut.
Oh, really?
It's not. A lot of the things have been suspended. For example, if you pay to have your taxes done by your accountant or a CPA, that's no longer a deductible expense. So that whole entire section of the tax return where you get unreimbursed employee expenses – which kind of hurts our teachers there because I know a lot.
They spend a lot out of pocket, don't they?
They do. Yeah. They spend a lot of money out of pocket. And that section of the tax return under your Schedule A, which is your itemization page, that's gone. One of the big things that I want to make sure that everybody, to me, this is extremely important. They have limited the amount of deductions that you can take for state, local, and property taxes. So, you know,
it was a big thing about can we go ahead and pay
part of it now? That's last year.
I want you to get into that.
Sure, sure. So what happened was is that now they put a cap on the amount of deductions that you can actually take paying your state income tax, paying your local tax, your city tax, any type of licensing fee, and, of course, your home and your auto. And, you know, we've kind of run some numbers with our CPAs. We have a CPA in our office as well. And one of the main things that we saw where we potentially see the biggest impact is probably your dual income with about three kids.
Now, what do you mean by that? That's going to be the person that's going to be most affected?
Could be,
In a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way.
In a bad way.
In a bad way.
Really?
Yeah. And, we've kind of said, you know, the kicking and screaming is not going to start till about next February or March.
When
they finally see the total effects of that. You know, of course, they doubled the child care or the child tax credit, you know, from $1,000 to $2,000. You know, they did get that through. But what they did, Jack, is they got rid of what's called your exemptions. You know, everybody said, oh, they doubled their deductions, right? They went from $12,000 roughly to $24,000. On what's called standard deductions, and they did. But what they got rid of are your exemptions. So when you and I are filling out tax returns, so for example, you know, I'm 47 years old, three kids on my tax return. I was getting about $21,000 to $22,000 of exemptions, and then I got to count my deductions on top of that, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens is that now my deductions, whatever they may be, are what they are, but all of my exemptions, that $21,000, went away.
Wow. That's huge.
It's huge.
That's huge.
It is really, really big. And that was the big thing that we were looking for in our office was, are they going to keep the exemptions on top of doubling the deductions? Well, you know, there's give and take in, you know, in anywhere in life, but especially in Washington, D.C. There's winners and there's losers. So that's one of the huge areas that we want to make sure that people are really honing in on, especially this year when they get their taxes done. And, you know, we want to thank you all for having us on to be able to try to help your listeners. When you get your taxes done this year, start to pay a little closer attention, especially if you are itemizing your income taxes, to make sure that you're not going to go over that limit. And if you are going to go over that limit, that you try to talk to someone like ourselves that really knows how to try to help in those areas that have, I mean, they're gone, or as they call it, they suspended them at this point.
Okay. Donald Bentley from Family Wealth Group is here, and we're talking about the new tax reform bill, and you are being called to task on this. This is a text. Your guest today is obviously biased. Ask him if this is such a horrible bill. Why are companies now rewarding their employees with bonuses and raises? Is that a fair question?
Absolutely. You know, with every type of tax bill or any type of change out there, there's always winners and, you know, there's always losers. That's just the reality of life in our economy and in our country. For corporate America, and obviously we're a small business as well, and for big corporate America, and, you know, I want to make sure that everybody knows is that, you know, not everybody is going to be a loser in this situation. There's always going to be winners and there's always going to be losers. Corporate America, including the small business, you can probably tell that you can't wipe the smile off my face with all of the new tax laws that are out there for the small business and for the big business. And we all know, we've heard the cliche 100 times, you know, is that it'll trickle down from big corporate America down to the employee.
Will it, though?
Well, it will, actually.
Yeah, it will.
You know, and I want to make sure that everybody understands that. Is, you know, you saw AT&T right at the end of the year gave every, you know, 300,000-plus employees. They gave them $2,000 each. It's a lot of money. You had Walmart that just came out and said we're increasing our minimum wage to $11 an hour. So it is, and I still see that that's going to continue. I think it is going to trickle down. Big corporations are not big fans of letting money sit in cash. They want to get it out and let it be productive. And anytime that you can save big corporate America, that's the, you know, that's what Trump said. You know, we're going to try to, you know, we want this money to get back down to the people that's spending it every day, and that's you and I.
Let's go to the phones. Joel, thanks for holding.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
I have two questions. Number one, when does this tax law, does it affect this year's filing? The second question is, if you're married and you file joint, and you were talking about job-related expenses and all, going forward, is there any reason to keep all these receipts that we're doing with this paper trail, or would it be more advantageous to just take the standard deduction? So those two things. When does it take effect, married couple filing jointly, job-related expenses, is there any reason or necessary?
Joel, hang on the phone just in case he has a question for you, okay?
All right.
Yeah, Joel, you know, one of the things is what I would tell you to do this year is once you go in to get your taxes done by whoever's preparing those is to make sure that you talk to your accountant or talk to your CPA and kind of get an idea and say, hey, take me through my Schedule A. That's where those deductions are showing up at. Depending on your age, and Jack and I were having a conversation this during the break, you know, there's a very good chance, depending on your age, depending on your personal situation, that you may not be itemizing anymore. You know, it's going to depend on, are both of you still working? Are both of you still doing this? Do you have any children at home? Do you have any children in school? So there's a lot of individual questions, but answer to your question is, I would want you to wait and see before you start dishing everything and have a huge bonfire out back of all your receipts, is go in and talk to your CPA, go in and talk to your accountant and say, hey, I realize or understand now that my unreimbursed employee expenses and this is going to be limited, and if they can't answer a lot of those questions, obviously that's why we're here to kind of help you answer some of those questions. But it took effect on January the 1st of 2018. So everything that you're saving and collecting for these new tax laws started here about 2 weeks ago.
Well, let me ask you, when does this affect this year's filing? Itemization of and turning in all of these self-employment receipts, job-related expense receipts, and all that.
Yeah,
Does it impact? Do you do that this year?
Yes.
New tax?
You do. Yeah, the 2017 tax return year, which is going on right now, you do everything like you're doing. You keep all your receipts. You go in and do all of that. So everything that happened in 2017 is still happening.
No change.
That's right. Yeah, it's still there.
Okay.
So moving forward, so my receipts that I start, that I'm starting to accumulate now for 2018, that's where it's going to impact for 2018 moving on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And I heard or read that the IRS is kind of bare bones now, and they're not going to have the manpower to help people or to answer questions like they've done in the past, right?
Yeah, and one of the things I was actually reading some of this yesterday is that starting in 2018, the rules for withholding income taxes at work will be left to the discretion of the IRS. But starting in 2019, there's going to be some adjustments made to your personal taxes being withheld. Because, when you go into work, you say, okay, I have two dependents or I want to have five exemptions. They're kind of giving that left up to the IRS, and I understand why, because they passed it with about a week to go. And you can imagine all these major corporations trying to figure out deductions and withholdings and exemptions and all of that at work. So that probably will not be affected by a lot of major corporations at this point. But starting in 2019, you'll see that, you can't go in and change your exemptions all the time and your deductions all the time to do that. So we'll see.
Now, this is getting ahead of ourselves, but you mentioned at the beginning of the program that this is a new system that will be in effect until 2025.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen in 2025? We have to start over again and
Who knows?
So this could all go away. It could all change again.
Yeah, sounds a lot like the sunset thing that we had here a couple of years ago when a lot of the tax laws and stuff got sunset. I think it was back in 2012, somewhere through there. So who knows?
All right, won't worry about that today. This is Rob. Thanks for calling, Rob.
Hey, I appreciate it. I've got a question. My wife and I filed jointly, but we don't itemize. Do I still get my exemptions, or will I lose those?
Yeah, you lose them. The exemptions have been, in their words, suspended. You and I would call that gone.
Right.
But they've suspended the exemptions, and what they've done is, Rob, is that they have doubled the standard deductions. And obviously, if you were a single, it was like $6,300, and that jumped to $12,000. If you were head of household, it was like $9,000, and it jumped to $18,000. If you're married filing jointly and you're under the age of 60 to 65, it jumped from $12,000 to like $24,000.
Okay.
So the standard deduction, yeah. So the standard deduction starting this year for someone that's not itemizing, that's married filing jointly, is $24,000.
Okay. And then what about, how did they change the college? I've got my oldest son's in college. How did they change the college tax credit? I know they were going to do away with it, but they've extended it. Is it still the same?
It is. Yeah, it is. They left that alone for a little while. There was some very minor changes for that, but you should see very little to no impact on that.
Okay, great. Really enjoy your show, Jack. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you calling. You sound like Rand Paul. Did you know
that? Oh, gosh, really?
Yeah, maybe it was. Maybe he was just using another name.
There you go.
Hey, Greg, good morning. You're on the air.
All right. Thanks, Jack. I'm just curious. I'm 58 years old, single, no dependents. I claim one. How much taxes should be taken out of my check each week? What percentage? Because 44% is being taken out of my check.
44% is coming out now? Well, yeah, it probably is. Yeah, with you being there, time you pay your state and local and everything else. That's probably right. You know, one of the things, and I'm assuming that do you get back a pretty sizable refund?
Well, I just started this job at the middle of last year, but I don't understand how I have to pay 44% taxes when I'm only making $700 a week, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, they would rather take it and hold it and then eventually give back some of it or a lot of it a year from now to kind of use it. That's unfortunate.
Is there anything he can do to fix that?
Not a whole lot. I mean, he could raise his exemptions maybe this year, but I think they're looking to change what that can be done later on moving forward. You can raise your at work, and you can talk to your HR department about that and see if you can raise your exemptions to lower the amount. And one thing I would tell you to do is when you get your taxes done this year, whoever does that, I think you may be able to talk to them or talk to us, and we can sit down and kind of look and see and say, hey, here's some options that you may want to consider doing with having so much withheld because of being the one. So, you know, either talk to your accountant or call in and talk to us, and we can kind of sit down and look over and go over that.
Well, I thought this whole tax plan was so people like me would have more of a paycheck, not more of a refund.
It was mainly done for your deductions, was a lot of that. I mean, there's some great things out there for the individuals, but there's also a lot of great things out there for the corporations as well. This was really not done as far as trying to increase the amount of your take-home pay as it was for you to potentially get more money back. So you said it exactly correct. It was not designed to increase the amount that you're getting today.
Donald Bentley is our guest this morning. He's with Family Wealth Group. We'll tell you how to get a hold of them, give you all the specifics here before we go off the air. When will the postcards be available for us to file on? That's a question that somebody tweeted. What is your answer to that? That's what they said. We're going to have four?
We're going to have four tax brackets, and then you can do it on a postcard.
Ain't so.
It's in the mail.
What?
Your postcard's in the mail.
In the mail, okay. In other words, we still have seven tax brackets.
That's correct.
None of that's changed.
It's not.
We're not going to be able to do it on a postcard.
Probably not.
You know, I've always been and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I've always been a proponent of just doing away with federal tax and making it a flat tax on everything we buy.
Love it.
Wouldn't it make everything simpler and more than that, more fair? Everybody pays the same amount?
You would think.
Will that ever happen? And if it won't, why?
Probably won't ever happen. That's going to get rid of a lot of jobs that are out there, believe it or not. You've got your CPAs and your accountants, and you still have to have some. But if there's not a way to be able to use, and that's one of the advantages, that these tax laws that are out there give people the opportunity. And I think that's one thing that's extremely important. To say it from myself is I'm not saying this is bad. I'm just trying to make sure that everybody understands that here's the law. And here's how it works. And you need to find someone to help take advantage of the laws just like everybody else does.
Right.
We use them to our extent that we have been given these laws to be able to try to help in what areas that we can try to help.
Yeah, it's not like you're trying to get away with anything.
No.
Right. You're doing what's allowed to be done.
That's right.
Let's see. This is one of those multi-part things that I'm going to try to figure out. You know how they come in at different, not necessarily in order. P waiver for taking child of our child, I hope. Okay. I'm going to have to sort of dissect this, sort of.
Sure.
And I will do that in the break. 253-5959, touch star 590 from AT&T, toll free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590. Email jackpatty@wvlkam.com. I have a question for Mr. Bentley. My wife gets paid through Michelle P. waiver for taking care of our child in our home and taking her to all her therapy appointments and doctor's visits. We have taxes taken out of her pay. We do not have them taken out. Oh, we do not have them taken out of that pay. Shouldn't we get them back when we file taxes? We file jointly. This is a program through the government. So first of all, Michelle P. is a state program for parents of disabled children, whether they be young or adults.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, they will. I mean, a lot of that, you know, a lot of the programs, a lot of the benefits for the college and for government assistance programs, it really didn't change. You know, that kind of stayed the way that it is now. You will be able to get a lot of that back. The major changes that we saw was the lowering of the top tier tax bracket. Obviously, went from 39.5 down to 37. There's still seven tax brackets, 10, 12, 22, 24, 32, 35, and 37. Something we've not really talked about yet is the state, local, and property tax limitations.
Yeah, please talk about that.
Yeah. To me, I think that's one of the areas that I want to make sure, Jack, that the listeners really hone in on is this. They limited that, and that was one of the kind of the holding points toward the end of getting this signed, beyond the child credit going from 1,000 to 2,000. But where we have seen a lot of the impact is that if you take the state income tax, which comes over onto your federal return, comes over to your standardization page, your Schedule A,
mm-hmm.
and if you take that section, which includes your house property taxes that you pay, your personal property taxes that you pay on your automobiles and toys and things like that that you have, that's limited now to $10,000 total. So if you've got...
What was the limit for, or was there no limit?
There was no limit. Yeah, there was no limit. It wasn't part of the adjustment to your AGI. It was, you got it all. And now it's been limited to $10,000. And I want to make sure that everyone out there that has a rental property, this is kind of one of the areas that we have seen, that does not have that in an LLC, and that property tax on their rental property is flowing through to their tax return, their personal tax return, the property taxes, may push you over the $10,000 limit.
Wow.
And now you're not getting it at all to do that. So please ask the questions to your CPA or to your accountant or to us. There's never a fee to come in and sit down and talk to us. It's all complimentary. Let us try to help you. Especially with this, and we always tell everybody, like you always hear, don't wait till December, or January the 1st of 19 and say, okay, what can I do
to do that?
So obviously the earlier the better.
All right, we have open phone lines, 253-5959, touch star 590 from AT&T, toll free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590. Email jackpatty@wvlkam.com. Now, how will this tax bill affect retirement for Americans?
The biggest thing that we have seen, with looking through with the clients that we have, and we've kind of run some mock tax returns for our clients, and we have 1,300 plus clients in our office, and a lot of them being retirees. What I can tell you is this: most people that are over the age of 65, 70 years old. Most of them are not itemizing their deductions. They're taking the standard deductions, which is now doubled. And if you are over the age of 70 and a half, okay, we all know that, if you have an IRA account, you have to take money out starting at 70 and a half, and it's based on a percentage, and it's based on your assets. For any of them that are doing gifting to nonprofits, to their church through tithing, it's extremely important to not use up your deductions that you're already getting of the $24,000 if you're married. And there's a way that you can do what's called a QCD. Okay. So the letter Q, the letter C, and the letter D. It's called a qualified charitable distribution. And what you do is you take that directly from the IRA account itself and send it directly to your nonprofit and that way it doesn't count as part of your deductions of the $24,000, and it's a first-page deduction of your tax return on the page 1040. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. Yes, it is.
All right, back to the phones we go, and this is Jerry. Good morning, Jerry.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I just caught a bit of that. Now, I was told that this limit of $10,000 on property tax and state tax and all that only applied to your personal residence and in no way, shape, or form applied to Schedule E rental properties. But I thought I heard you just say if you have rental properties and you're not in an LLC, that it could apply, it might apply, or it does apply.
It depends on how, Jerry, it depends on how you've got it set up with your own personal situation. That's why, you know, I don't want to get into too many specifics with this because, you know, it's like everything else dealing with the government, you know, and we always say it at Family Wealth Group, it depends. You know, how it's going to be set up and how you have your personal done and, you know, is it an LLC? Does it flow through to your personal tax return? So, you know, it's hard to answer your question without really knowing a whole lot of more of information. But, you know, would love to talk to you sometime if you have more personal, you know, information that we can get into. Sure.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
That's the thing. You can't get too specific on the radio.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay, this is Jameson. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just had a question for Jack this morning.
Yeah.
I was just curious. From the time this tax bill, this entire tax bill was thought up and passed in Congress, the Democratic Party has lied from the very beginning about what this tax bill contains. And I was just curious as what your opinion on that was, as far as did they do, why, you know, how can they lie to so many people?
Would you like to address that? Because I certainly don't have anything for it. No? Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. 253. Well, let's do this before we take a break. We have a text. Will medical expenses still be deductible in 2018?
They will. They actually lowered that down because there was a the previous law was actually you had to be over 10% if you were under a certain age. And now starting in 2018, it's actually 7.5% for everybody.
Your guests may not know about this. I may have to ask my tax accountant, any changes in daycare? We sadly pay nearly $15,000 a year. That is very tough for us. I think we get some deductions for that. Any changes to that? We almost need financial aid for daycare. Do you know anything about that?
No? I don't. Okay. No.
All right. Well, she said you might not. So are single people, as usual, getting slammed with the new tax rules?
No, I think you know, it got doubled as well. The deductions did, so they didn't.
They're not getting a bad.
They're not. I was going to say it didn't get any worse by being single. No.
Now there's some changes in the estate tax.
Yeah, they they doubled that. That went from 11.2 million roughly to 22.4 million. So a married couple can now pass on $22.4 million worth of assets to the next generation with no estate tax. So that did get doubled as well. Same thing for a single. So if the single was at 5.6, it doubled to 11.2 starting in 2018. Great gifting opportunities, by the way, Jack, because you can. That's also not only your estate tax, but it's also your gifting lifetime gifting amount as well, too.
What does that mean? I'm not sure.
Well, you know, one of the main things is a lot of organizations were concerned about this was going to hurt charitable giving and tithing. And, you know, knowing a lot of the new tax laws that are out there, I would disagree with that.
Okay.
I just think they need to understand of, you know, talk to a professional, talk to someone and understand what you can do. So I would disagree with it potentially hurting the charitable organizations. It actually should help them.
Okay. Lou, good morning.
Morning. I just got a kind of a general question for your guests.
Okay.
You know, these tax changes that the president and the Republicans have put in, is this a good thing, in your opinion, for working-class Kentuckians, or is this something that's going to stick us? Just an objective opinion from you, please, sir.
you know, I'm going to go back and I'm going to say it depends. But I will tell you overall, I think it is a good thing. But it is going to depend on your personal situation of where you are at as an individual or where you're at as far as a couple or a family. It is going to depend.
Yeah.
It's going to depend on your income. It's going to depend on your deductions. It depends. It's going to depend on how you've been doing your taxes in the past. You know, you should see some breaks along the way, but it is going to depend. And that's you know, Jack and I were talking about this during the break. When you get your tax return done for 2017, you know, or here over the next couple of months, it's going to become even more important for the average Kentuckian and I'm going to say everybody, actually, to really start to pay a little closer attention to that tax return to see areas that is or could potentially be affected. And, you know, let's start working on it now and looking to see what we can do with that. So we're encouraging everybody, once you get them done, once you get your taxes done, you know, call our office, schedule a time, come in, let's sit down and see if there's anything that can be done.
Right.
Thank
well,
you.
I, you know, I personally am in favor of it. I think it's going to
be agree.
Good.
Sure.
I heard one of the Democratic senators or congressmen from California say recently that if you get something back, it's just going to be a pittance, you know. Well, you know, $1,000 might be a pittance to some big shot in Washington, but to the working class man, that's something that we can appreciate from our government or from corporations that have to be given some bonuses because they're getting a little of a tax break too. So I appreciate what the president and the Republicans are doing.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lou. You guys have dinners from time to time. You have an event coming up?
We do. We have one on the 18th and the 23rd of January, but
they are
way full and huge waiting lists. So my great staff sent me and said, oh, by the way, here's the ones that we're having for February.
Okay.
So February 22nd and February the 27th, both at the Castle Post there in Versailles, and both of them are at 6 p.m. We usually have a 4:30. But because we want to try to help as many of the working class people out there that may work till 4:35 o'clock, so we moved them back to 6:00, and you know they can call our office 859-309-0349, or they can go online at KentuckyRetiresHere.com and schedule
and get on the list.
I would definitely recommend getting on the list sooner than later.
Okay, because you fill those things
absolutely.
Up every time. Let's take our last call here. It's probably the last one we're gonna have time for. This is Anna, good morning.
Good morning. My question is, did you say they were doing away with the personal exemption?
That is correct, yeah. Everybody has a $4,050 exemption, and, you know, a married couple would have $8,100 worth of exemptions as a married couple. The exemptions went away, and then what they did is they doubled the deductions. So a married couple went from...
Yeah. Even if you're over 65, they're still not doing anything. Because my personal exemption, I'm over 65 and filed for single, is $4,050. And my standard deduction is $7,950, so that's $11,900. So if they double the standard deduction, then I'm actually only getting $100.
That is correct.
You have figured it out, ma'am.
So it didn't help me at all. They normally raise that about $50.
Right.
I came out probably with zero.
You're very, very smart.
Yes, she is.
You're exactly right.
She's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here I was thinking I was getting something. Sorry.
Happy New Year to me.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for your call. Yeah,
she's sharp.
Smart lady.
Yes, she is.
She's way over.
She figured it out.
All right, 309-0349, 309-0439, 0349. That's area code 859. And I very much appreciate you
being with us. Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.